You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Groove on the wireless.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Doctor?
Come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Doctor?
Dr. Groove on the Radioactive International.
Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless, show 251. Last week's show. How could anyone forget last week's show? Exciting. Interview by Soviet Pop, the engineer who interviewed me and asked me if I could remember anything about the first show that happened over 6 years ago. And the answer is no, I can't remember much. So it was good fun though, and I'm glad we did it. And this is show 251, so back to 1 hour of good music. Funnily enough, Soviet Pop was listening to the show. Then she got interrupted by a call in work. When she went back, she thought, oh, that last track wasn't really good. And then the band played another track that was in a similar vein. And she was going like, what kind of music, what kind of rubbish music is Dr. Groove playing? And it turned out she was listening to the latest album by U2. You know, the one that was given free, polluted through the iTunes universe onto everybody's iPhone. So she was shocked and appalled, but I also thought that was a funny story. Today we're going to start off with a classic from 1992. It's a remix of Tribe Called Quest. Actually, I was thinking of using it as a theme for the show at one stage. I didn't get around to it. I might well use it for a theme for a show one of these days. 1992, I mean, the world seemed like a more optimistic place, I think. 3 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, I think we were changing things, and now we're in Brexit, which has been extended so that it'll happen in Halloween. How interesting is that? Who says the EU don't have a sense of humor? Anyway, let's start with this piece of hip hop and see where it takes us, and I'll be filling you in with all the details as we go. 1 hour of good music. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
what they say about romance. You know what they say about romance. Ever-changing love that you can keep on side of poking can.
Thank you.
plays in the heart of the boy.
She stands all alone. You can hear her hum softly from her fire escape in the sky. She fills the bags 'neath her eyes. Didn't time sound sweet yesterday? In a world filled with friends, you lose your way. She's a haunted house, and her window are broken, and the sad young man's gone away. Her bathrobe's torn, and tears touch your lipstick and the neighbors just whisper all day. Didn't time sound sweet yesterday? In a world filled with friends, you lose your way.
Wow, wow, wow. Is your head not melted and blown away by the awesomeness of Roxy Music when they get going? That was Out of the Blue. I think you probably, if you're a regular listener, you'll have heard quite a bit of early Roxy music. So that's still going on with me. Before that, we heard Scott Walker with Louise, I think it is, or Big Louise. I'm not sure which. It's definitely from Scott Walker 3, which is the album that people recognize. So we're still doing a bit of Scott following on from last week as well. And then the other thing that we're doing, let me stop this for a second. I'm just going to move that out a bit. Yeah. The other thing that we're doing is we were playing Scritti Politti, A Little Knowledge, which is mentioned by Mark Fisher in K-Punk. I'm reading his book at the moment, the collective writings of him, and he has a big thing about Scritti Politti and their Sweet Sickness, kind of from that Cupid and Psychic album, I think, where back 1985. Dear listeners, that was when I was doing my Leaving Cert. That's how old I am. And he liked that track in particular. So Garth Green, you think there's a female vocalist on that track, but there isn't. It's just pure saccharine pop. And it's Garth Green with his voice pitched up. That makes it sound like it's a woman. I'll tell you, there was some strange things going on. Mark Fisher says that they had a big, there was a sort of big influence back into R&B, a mixing of the genres and influences there, which is no bad thing. Then we had Beth Gibbons and Rustin Man, Romance, from a wonderful album that's years old now, but it was brilliant when it came out. I wish they would do some more work. I wish we'd hear something from Portishead, anything like that. Before that, we had Fortet with Sleep, Eat, Food, Have Visions. I think that's the second album from the second album. And we started it all off with A Slice of Hip Hop from 1992. And now we're going to go on with something from Roy Ayers, something really funky, one to get in the groove or something like that. Take it away, Roy. Show you what the baby do.
I've had enough. Make me a
was a band that I had great time for back in the day called The Beta Band. I realise that this makes me sound quite old, but it's true. It's true. I like them. That was from Heroes to Zeros, that album, and that was Accession, I think, or Assessment. Which one was it? Let me just check. Assessment. That was it. Assessment. So before that, we heard Stereo MCs with Rhino Part 2. I have a good friend called Rhino. I never hear from him these days, but he's out there. Before that, we heard Irma Thomas from New Orleans with Ruler of My Heart. 2 minutes and 37 seconds. I don't think you're going to find a better love song than that. I just love it. I love that piano. I love all about that tune. So in this week, it's kind of like a continuation of last week where we have influences. I think lots of people have copied that. And we started it all off with a track from Roy Ayers back in 1975 with The Old One Too. So we're closing in on the end of the show. I had the privilege and honor of listening to this music during the week. So this is the new music. There hasn't been a lot of that on this show. So I've saved it to last. There was a composer from Mayo who unfortunately passed away way too early and young. His name was Connor Walsh, and he left behind an album on his laptop, and that album has been launched, and I got to hear it this week, and it's amazing, and I love it. So I'm going to choose a track from that, and we're going to leave it there. So I hope you enjoyed Groove on the Wireless 251, and support the station if you can. Radioactive, it only gets support from people like you buying t-shirts and, you know, sending in the odd few bob. We don't take donations. We do take donations, but we don't take sponsorship from the corporate capitalists. No, that's that way lies contamination. Okay, enjoy Connor Walsh with some amazing music coming up. Bye.